they understand he has identity. So Isaiah, Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8 again, it says, I am Yehoah, that is my name. That's what he said. And I shall not give my glory to another. I'm not sharing my glory with no one. And nor my praise to graven idols. I will not give my praise over to graven images. I will not give my praise over to no idol. I have a name. That's why before the idols, before the praising, to give his glory to anyone else. If you don't know his name, you may give it to someone else. If you don't know his name, you may be worshiping an idol. But he tells you his name to prevent you from worshiping idols. Because you know his name. Ah, beautiful. So that you're all for that. So, again, basic 101. Book, chapter, and verse. Getting that question, getting that answer. Nobody can fool you no more. Nobody can play games with your mind. You are lambs. You are babies. You want the truth. You want that true breast milk from mom, Ima. The best milk to give you the best nourishment. And that nourishment right now is truth. Utmost truth is the best nourishment to the mind and soul of a human being. You don't want to be lied to no more. Again, that name is not Yeshua, not Jesus, not Father, not God, not Lord. It says, I am Yehoah, Yohewavhe, that is my name. So, there's another scripture that gives you his name. Let's continue. Let's go to Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 47, verse 8. I'm going right to the answer. Not beating around the bushes. Tired of that. Tired of lies. Let's go right to the point. No chaser, no nothing. Just straight up. Raw. That's the best food for the body and the best food for the mind. No additives, no preservatives. All 100% truth, all natural. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 47, verse 4. Our Redeemer, whose name is Yehoah. There we go with his name again. That's what I'm concentrating on, scriptures that tell you his name. Our Redeemer, whose name is Yehoah, Master of Legions, the Holy One of Israel. See? That's his name. You see that? Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 47, verse 4, his name there again. It says, our Redeemer, whose name is Yahuwah, Master of Legions, the Holy One of Israel. Beautiful. There is his name again, written in scripture. Whose name is, that's his name, Yahuwah, Master of Legions. He's the Master of Legions. It's always Master, singular, and then Legions with an S. Like I said, Lord God, Yahuwah, over the powers. Same thing. Master over legions. That same thing of singular over the plural. Lord over gods. Yahuwah over Elohim. Powers, same thing. Singular over plural. Our Redeemer, whose name is Yehoah, singular, Master, singular, of legions, plural. He's not plural. What he's over is plural, but he is not. He is a master. You will never see masters of legions. You won't see plural on top of plural. What you will see is singular on top of plural. Just like in your Bible, you see Lord, singular, on top of God, plural. Lord over the gods. Yahuwah over the powers. Same thing. Master over the legions. Same thing. Our Redeemer, whose name is Yahuwah, Master of Legions. The Holy One of Israel. Beautiful. Straight to the point. Right to it. Basic, beginning, fundamental, building blocks so that no one will ever deceive you as true Israelites who is carrying true divine light in their mind. Because you have the scripture. It will come down and ask you a question. You go, Yehovah, you. And Isaiah chapter 47, verse 4, you said your name, and that's why I did it. Isaiah 42, verse 8, I read it. You said that is your name. That's why I called you. I am obedient to you. I read it. That's what you got written down for me to read. I read it. I'm not going on my own mind, Most Highest. I have the witness is the scriptures that you have laid down for your people on earth. And you can't destroy me for that. You can't say I'm unjust for that. You can't say I'm lying. You can't say I'm deceived. I deceive myself because that's what's written. And I'm going to you what you have laid down in human beings. This is the book that you have, the works that you have given to man. That's all we have. My soul, you cannot condemn my soul because I'm coming with the word that you allow man to have. And you have your name on it. And I if you ask me where I said it at, I can go and get the book and open it up and give you the book, the chapter and verse where you said it. How can I go wrong? How would you destroy me on that? But you can easily destroy me if you ask me that question and I don't have the book. I don't have the chapter, the verse. I don't have nowhere where you said it at, but so-and-so told me. But where I said that's written at. Did I say that to you? Show me the book. Show me where I said that at. And then no one wants to be there like that. That means you have no witnesses. If you don't have no witnesses in the case, there's a great possibility that you will be convicted, that you're going to do some time, because you don't have no witnesses. You have no proof of your case. And that's why the lambs, you must have that foundation. When you have that foundation, your foundation can never be rocked. Nobody can rock you. Nobody can come with no book. Nobody can come with New Testament. Nobody can come with nothing to come and try to steer your mind another way, because I'm following what's written. And that's a good place to be. That means you are secure. You have security in that word. That's where you want to be at. Secure. Not unsecure. Secure in what you are walking and following. That's a good place to be. So again, Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 47, verse 4, hallelujah, says, our Redeemer, whose name is Yehovah, Master of Legions, the Holy One of Israel. Boom. There's his name again. Book, chapter, verse. Let's continue. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 48, verse 1 and 2. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 48, verse 1 and 2. Hallelujah. It says, hear this, O house of Yaakov, Jacob. Yaakov is Jacob in Hebrew. Yaakov is Jacob. Who are called by the name of Israel, and who emerge from the fount of Yehuda, who swear by the name of Yehovah, and make mention of the power of Israel. But not in truth and not in righteousness, rather because they are called after the holy city, and they rely on the power of Israel. Yehovah, Master of Legions, is his name. His name is Yehovah, and then the attribute is Master of Legion. He's a master of the legions, but his name is Yehovah. See, Yehovah, Master of Legions. Yehovah, our Redeemer. Yehovah, our righteousness. Yehovah, the power. The power is the attribute. Righteousness is the attribute. Master of Legions is the attribute. It's telling you, giving you a description of who he is, but it's not his name. His name is not Master of Legions. It's just telling you about his name. It's telling you, it's giving you characteristics of him. But his name is Yehovah. There's that Yod Hey again, Wav Hey. It says, Yehovah, Master of Legions, is his name. What's his name? Yehovah. Who is he? Master of Legions. Master of Legions, not his name, though. His name is Yahuwah. That's when Isaiah, that's why in Isaiah 42 verse 8, it just says Yehovah, that's my name. Because that's his name. Master of legions, Yehovah my miracle, Yehovah my healer. Rapha is an attribute, healer. But it was his name, Yehovah, my healer. His name is not healer, or provider, or miracle. Those are attributes, telling you about him, characteristics that deal with him. But his name still is Yehovah. That's his name. Yehovah, Master of Legions, is his name. Here we go again with his name. So when you go into prayer and you say Yehovah, that's all you need is his name to go through. And just pray in his name. As Israelites, all you need is his name. Then Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 51, verse 15. You can't also get the put Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 47, verse 4 of Akusha. That's the one we read before Isaiah 48. That was Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 47, verse 4. Was the scripture before Isaiah 48, verse 1 and 2, Torah. And then we have Isaiah 51, verse 15. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 51, verse 15. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 51, verse 15, hallelujah. It says, I am Yehovah, your power, who stirs up the sea and its waves rage, whose name is Yehovah, Master of Legions. This is his name again. Whose name is Yehovah. So, again, his name is Yehovah. That's his name. Is everybody clear or not? We just went through the scriptures. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 scriptures. Six scriptures that tell you that is his name. Whose name is Yehovah. Yehovah, that's my name. Most High is, when I go to the children of Israel, what shall I tell him your name is? Yehovah. Avraham the power of Yitzchak, the power of Yaakov has dispatched me to you. What's his name? Yehovah. Who is the power of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? But what's his name? Yehovah. Wonderful. That's his name. That's the name that you want to use. That's the name you use. Again, if you're uncomfortable, you're uncertain within your own spirit, then you just say, the power of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And that's Yehovah. That's your prayers be directed to him. But you must say that. You must say Yehovah, or you say the power of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So that your words and prayer and your praise were directed to him, because that's who they served. You understand? The next question, who is the creator of Israel? Who is the creator of Israel? Who is the creator of Israel? Very powerful question. Who is the creator of Israel? Because the creator is the one who made Israel. So whoever made is the owner of Israel.
If you are the creator of something, you own it. It's yours. You have all rights to it because you are the creator. You are the creator of us. You created that song. You own all the rights. You are the creator, which means you are the one who you are the your thought. You are the first thought into whatever that is, because you created it. So, who is the creator of Israel? Powerful question. These are basic. You must know this. All Israelites must know who their creator is. All this helps to build up the foundation of your walk. Because once you know these answers, again, your foundation will be strong. You are getting the proper nourishment in your soul and your mind. The creator of Israel. Let's find out who the creator of Israel is. Let's go to Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. Oh, yeah. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. We're going to find out who is the creator of Israel. Oh, yeah. And now, thus said Yehovah, your creator, O Yaakov, the one who fastened you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Remember I said about when you are a creator, you are an owner? You have 100% ownership. If you created something, it is yours. You have full rights over it, unless you give your rights up. But as far as being a creator of something, you have full ownership of it. You own 100% of it. You understand? Because you are the creator of it. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1, gives the answer to who is the creator of Israel. It says, and now thus said Jehovah, your creator, Yaakov, the one who fastened you, O Israel, because he's the creator. Yahweh's our creator. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. So, Yahweh is the creator of Israel. Yahweh is the creator of Israel. That's what's written. That's why he says, you are mine. Powerful. All this is basic. The creator of Israel is Yehovah. Yeshua is not the creator of Israel. Jesus is not the creator of Israel. Allah is not the creator of Israel. God, Lord, is not the creator of Israel. Yahuwah is the creator of Israel. And he said, you are mine. That's very possessive. And when we begin to go into the teachings, once a week, we'll begin to really understand how possessive he is. Yahuwah is very possessive. So he tells us that he is our creator, Israel. If you're an Israelite, you must know your creator's name. His name is Yehovah. That's what's written. And that's what we follow. Okay, got the answer to that. Let's go to another. Let's get the answer again. Let's get another witness to that, to answer that question. Who is the creator of Israel? Let's go to Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 1 and 2. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 1 and 2. Hallelujah. It says, "But hear now, Yaakov, my servant, and Yisrael, whom I have chosen. Thus said Yehovah, who made you and fashioned you from the womb, who will help you. Fear not, my servant Yaakov, and Yisrael, whom I have chosen." Here we are seeing that Yehovah is telling us that as a creator, you are one who fashioned. That's why you see your creator who fashioned you. Fashioned you from the womb is creating. He's a creator. He's the one that made us. He fashioned us. He formed us. He's the one that made us. You understand? His name is Yehovah. Thus said Yehovah, who made you and fashioned you from the womb. That's a creator. Fashioning something, making things, making something is a creator. Let's go to a third witness. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 15. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 15. Who is the creator of Israel? Hallelujah. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 15. Hallelujah. I am Yehovah, the Holy One, the creator of Israel. Your king. Straight up. Straight to the point. I am Yehovah. This is Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 15. The question is, who is the creator of Israel? The answer, I am Yehovah, your Holy One, the creator of Israel. Your king. So, again, we're told straight up that Yehovah is the creator of Israel. So, if he's the creator of Israel, he owns Israel. That's why we read earlier that you are mine. See, these are important thoughts in the beginning. Basic growth of an Israelite. What we're doing now is tilling the ground, getting that mind right, and then planting the best seed in fertile soil. A fertile soil is a mind that wants to learn. A mind that's submissive. A mind that's ready to remember and follow the will of their creator is a fertile ground. A fertile ground, it has a desire wanting seed in it. A fertile mind is a mind that desires to have truth in it. Not resisting it. No opposition to it. The ground is not hard where it can't take it in. But it's fertile. It's easy to absorb because it's desiring to want to know. The question was asked, who is the creator of Israel? And the answer, Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 15, gives us the answer. I am Yehovah, the Holy One, the creator of Israel, your king. Boom. Yehovah is the creator of Israel. Notice there's no Jesus, no Yeshua, no HaMashiach, no Messiah, none of that. Because those names I mentioned didn't create Israel. So if they didn't create Israel, they will never be the owner of Israel. Because you didn't create it. And if you try to take something and try to take ownership of something that you didn't create, they will sue you in court. It's called stealing. It's called taking something that don't belong to you. That's what stealing is. You don't have permission from the owner to take it. Yahweh said, you are mine in the same chapter. We read Isaiah 43, Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 and 2. He says, you are mine. That's ownership. We go in the same chapter, Yeshayahu, Isaiah 43, verse 15. I am Yehovah, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel. So we got the answer to that. Everybody should be clear on that. This is not a parable. It's not a deep, dark saying. It is very clear instructions. Clear. Yehovah is indeed the Creator of Israel. Wonderful. And I'm going to go to one more, and then we're going to stop here for this lesson, this class. These classes on Fridays are not going to be long. They're going to be short. And we're going to continue again every Friday for a couple of hours and talk about the same topics. This beginning topic that we're talking about is who is Yehovah. That's what this whole these parts are going to be dealing with right now. We're starting out putting him first. He said don't put him one before him. So he is the first. That's what we're tackling in this first teaching, is who is Yehovah. And that's what we're concentrating on for the next couple of Rev Shabbat classes. We're talking about the Shabbat, that sign between Yehovah and just Israel. We found out who the servants of Yehovah are. They're Israelites. We went into his name, so now we know not to use those names no more. So we got to cut those names out, the Lord, the God, so-and-so, Father, call him his name. And we went over scriptures that. Then we just went over scriptures about who's the Creator of Israel, who owns Israel, that's the Creator. We went over scriptures that dealt with who's the Creator. We found out it's Yehovah. He's not sharing that. It's just him. That's what we read. That's what we have to go by, what we're reading. No one's going to fool us. You're not going to try to trick us. You're not going to say the shadow to come. None of that. We read the scripture, the book, the chapter, the verse to get that answer straight up. You can't fool us now. Nobody's going to be fooled. No more Ray, no teacher. I go into another room and hear that. It's not going to change my mind. It may change other people's minds. Remember, everybody got a choice to make. You have to know what you're eating. You have to stick your fork on the plate and eat that food. You must know what you're eating. Know what you're eating before you put it in your mouth. Know what you are thinking before you put it in your mind. Know what kind of food you're going to eat. You understand? So we know what food we're eating because we're reading it out of the scriptures. So that means it's not made up. Nobody's forcing it on us. Nobody's coming out the sky and making it up for us. We are asking a question, and we're getting the exact answer to that question. And we're answering by the book, by the chapter, by the verse. Okay. Now, we're going to tackle one more thing, and then we're going to close this class out. Because as lambs, they eat, and then they have to relax. The lamb drinks that breast, the milk from the sheep, the ewe sheep, the female, and then time to sleep. And then it's time to eat again. So we take a little bit at a time. Too much of the mind, the ewes and the rams can deal with that, but not the lambs. So you got to be careful not to put too much of that mind, but enough to fill that belly. So they won't go crying on you at nighttime. Fill that belly up at night, the baby's asleep all through the night. Fill that mind up, got a lot to meditate on right through the night. Same thing. Let's continue. Let's tackle one more thing. We'll close out this class. And that is Yehovah the Holy One or the Holy Many? Is he one or many? That's what we're going to tackle. That's what we're going to leave out with. Is he the Holy One or the Holy Many? Is he one or is he many? You understand? That's what we're going to tackle right now. Very important. Because what this does is it kills all idolatry. It kills idolatrous thought. Idolatry is more than one. It's either more than one power that you serve or you serve another power other than Yahuwah. Remember, he's a creator. So if you're serving someone other than your creator, you're serving another power. As Israelites, Yahuwah is our creator. So if you're serving another power, that means you're an idolater because you're not serving Yahuwah, who is your creator. He made you. Yeshua didn't make Israel. See? Jesus didn't make Israel. The Holy Spirit didn't make Israel. The Holy Ghost didn't make Israel. Yahuwah made Israel. He's the creator of Israel. Spirit is Ruach. Holy Spirit is Ruach Kodesh. You didn't see that here? Ruach Kodesh is not Yahuwah. Yod-Heh-Wav-Heh. So the Holy Spirit didn't create Israel. And Jesus didn't create Israel. Yeshua didn't create Israel. You didn't see that here. You didn't see Yahshua is the creator of Israel. So those things, so when people say those things, they try to implement those things, you can now say that you're not telling me the truth because it's written. What's written is this, and that's what I go by. I don't go by your philosophy. I don't go by what you're trying to make me believe. I'm going by what I choose my eyes. See, when I was born, Yahuwah gave me two eyes to see for myself. And I'm using those eyes like I use it every day to see when I'm driving. I don't use your eyes to drive. I use my own eyes to drive when I'm behind the wheel. I use my own eyes when I'm going to read a book. I can't borrow your eyes to read a book. I have to look at it myself with my own eyes. So we have two eyes to see with, Torah Yehoah. And we have a mind to digest what we see. We have a mind to comprehend. So therefore, we don't see Yeshua there, so we can't put him there. We don't see the Messiah there. We don't put him there. We don't put the HaMashiach there because it's not there. So we must put there. We must use and understand and trust in what is there, and as we go by. Simple. So let's tackle this one, and then we'll call it a night. Time for everyone to get some nice rest for the Shabbat service in the morning. It's Yehovah! The Holy One? Is he one or is he many? Let's see. Let's start with Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Let's start there. Remember, book, chapter, and verse going to give us the answer. You don't want to hear it from me. We want to hear the word. Let the word tell us. Let the Most High word tell us the answer. Let his word tell us the answer. Okay. Is Yahuwah one or is he many? Let's see. Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Hallelujah. It says, "Hear, O Yisrael. Yahuwah is our power. Yahuwah is one and only. Yahuwah is one. Shema, O Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad. Echad is one in Hebrew. One." So we start off, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. "Hear, O Israel." Listen, O Israel. Listen. Comprehend. Israel. It's always Israel because Israel's supposed to know this. Israel are servants of Yahuwah. So they're supposed to know this as servants. Can't call yourself an Israelite if you don't know this. This is a part of an Israelite lifestyle and a part of Israelite mentality. So what is the mentality of an Israelite? Listen, O Israel. Yahuwah is our power. We know that because we know he's the creator. We read those scriptures. He's our creator. Yahuwah is our power, right? Yahuwah is one. So when someone says one, the number one, are you looking for many? No. I say, give me, you understand? I say, give me $1. You're going to give me one, not give me three. You understand? Give me $1. You're not going to give me 3 or 2 or 5 or 6. You're going to give me 1. Can you please put one chair out there? There's going to be one chair, not 2 or 3. Because you said 1. You gave a number. The number was 1. That's singular. One thing. One book. One chair. $1. One microphone. One drum. One person. One. So the question is, Jehovah, is he many or is he one? Or is he many? The first witness to that, the first answer to answer the question, we went to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Listen, O Yisrael. Yahweh is our power. Yahweh is one. Okay? That's what's written. And that's what we're going by. Yahweh is one. Okay? That's why I don't say, it doesn't say Yahweh Elohim. See, if it said Yahweh Elohim, then it would be powers. But it's your power. Not your powers. Your power. Our power. Not our powers. Yahweh is our power. Yahweh is one. What that does is it makes sure that all Israelites stay out of materialism, yes, because materialism is idolatry, the worship of material. All idols are material. But it gets rid of idolatry from Israelites when you keep Yahweh is one. That is a foundational pillar in the mind of all Israelites. Yahweh is one. We serve one power. That is one of the foundation. That's a cornerstone thought for an Israelite. One cannot be an Israelite if they worship Yahweh as more than one. So this is why this discrepancy of Yah and Yahshua, that's two. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, that's three. Father, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. That's three. Allah is one, but he's not Yahweh. He's not the creator of Israel. We don't know who Allah had nothing to do with Yahweh. Yo-Hey-Wav-Hey don't spell Allah. So, that God we don't serve. The Shabbat is not about Israel and that God. So, again, even though they're one, the Muslims have a one God, but it's not ours. So it's not just because not Israel just serves one power, yes, but we serve one power that has a name. And if it's not the name of our power, then we don't serve that God or that power that you're talking about, because God is a power. That's what it means. So if your power, even though you may have one power, if it's not Yahweh, it's not Israel's power. That's not our power. So we don't worship that. We don't follow instructions. This is why we don't read the Quran. Quran is Allah's instructions to those servants of Allah. But we found out that Israel are servants to Yahweh. So Israel don't serve Allah. They don't serve Jesus. They don't serve Yeshua. These are other gods. So we don't serve those gods. Our power tells us that he's one. Our scriptures and instructions for Israel tells us, listen to this, Israel, Yahweh, our power is one. Okay. Good to know that. Let's continue. First Shemuel chapter 7, verse 3 and 4. First Samuel. Shemuel is Samuel. First Samuel First Shmuel, chapter 7, verse 3 and 4. Let's go there. Oh, yeah. First Samuel, chapter 7, verse 3 and 4. Hallelujah. It says, Shmuel, Samuel said to the entire house of Israel, saying, if you are returning unto Yahuwah with all your minds, then remove the foreign gods. Remove those foreign powers that you have in your mind and the asterisks from your midst, and direct your minds to Yahuwah, serving him alone. Then he will rescue you from the hand of the Philistines. Then he will rescue us. Did everyone hear that message? Samuel was a prophet. He's a prophet from birth. Hannah, Yahuwah gave Samuel as a gift to her. She prayed for him, and Yahuwah allowed Shmuel to come from her womb. He was a prophet from birth, dedicated to Yahuwah. And this prophet is telling the nation of Israel, because at this time we're into idolatry, we're worshiping more than one power, we're worshiping other powers other than Yahuwah. So he was telling the nation of Israel, that's why it says, say to the entire house of Israel, every Israelite, saying, is there sound in the room? Is there sound in the room at this time? Hallelujah. So again, Shmuel is saying to the whole house of Israel, and again, it's a choice, because he don't make, nobody has the power to make anybody do anything, like I was saying earlier. All they can do is make suggestions, give wise counsel, wise advice. That's it. So he's giving a wise advice, giving some counsel. As a prophet, that's what he's supposed to do. He says, if means you have a choice, the power is yours, the choice is yours. If you are returning unto Yahuwah, which we are returning to him, because we didn't serve him before. All of us are returning to Yahuwah. But it says, if you choose to do that, then there's something you have to do. If you are returning unto Yahuwah with all your mind, because with all your mind, not some of your mind, not partial, all of your mind, then you got to do something. You got to perform some action. You got to take some kind of action on that thought. If you're wholehearted, if all your mind, if you return to Yahuwah with all your mind, then there's some action you got to do. And that action is removal. You got to remove something from you. And what is that? The foreign gods. It's always plural. Because we're so much into idolatry, and we still are. Shmuel said, if you want to return to Yahuwah with all your mind, you got to remove the foreign gods. And the asterisk from your midst. You got to remove all those gods and popular gods from your minds. And direct your minds to Yahuwah, serving him alone. Alone is one. How you know? Look at the word. Alone. You see the word one in there? Alone means all one. That's where they get alone from. That's where the word alone comes from. It comes from all one. No breakup, no division, no separation. All one entity. Serve him alone. All one. That's where Echad, Yahuwah is one. He's all one. Not broken up, not divided. And the parts and pieces. That's idolatry. And that's, I'm not going to get into that, because that's, I'm not going to go into a teaching. I'm dealing with the lambs. I got to remember that. Dealing with the lambs. So I'm not going to go into so much of a higher thought tonight with that. You understand? But what I will say for those lambs, if we're talking about lambs, the Pesach lamb deals with that. The Pesach lamb for the lambs deals with that principle of not breaking the pieces, because you couldn't break the bone of the lamb. You must keep the lamb roast whole, all of it. You cannot break a bone of the Pesach lamb. Don't break a bone. Break means division, breaking apart, separating. See? So even in the principle of the Pesach lamb for the lambs, Yahweh is teaching us about don't have idolatry in you. Don't have idolatry in you. Eat that. Eat that thought. Worship me whole. Don't break. Don't put me up in pieces. Don't break me up like all these other people do. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, the Trinity. You're trying to break me up. No. Those that work for me are bits and pieces. But I am one. I'm all one. Echad. One. So we see that Shmuel told us that if you're going to return to Yahweh, then as Israelites, you must direct your whole mind to serving Yahweh by himself. Then he will rescue you. And then here's the blessing, verse 4. First Shmuel chapter 7, verse 4, it says, so the children of Israel removed the Baalim and the Asherah. These are popular idols, popular deities. They removed the popular deities of their time and served Yahweh alone. They served him as one. They heeded his counsel. He didn't have to beat them, force them, beat it over their heads. All he told them was words. Those that were desiring to return to Yahweh, they heard those words and they did it. So if you're desiring to return to Yahweh, then you will follow the instructions that I just read, that the prophet of Yahweh just told us through the word. If you're returning to Yahweh with all your mind, then you must get rid of all idolatry. And you must direct your mind in only serving Yahweh by himself. So that means even the Yah and Yeshua messianic thought must leave you, because the messianic thought is still idolatrous thought, because it's the worship of more than one. Again, this is Israelite 101. This is basic. This is foundational. This is a foundational teaching. You cannot build anything on a weak foundation. Let's go to some more scriptures. Let's go to Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. Let's go back there. We're going to run into the same scriptures. Some scriptures deal with the same different topics. They deal with, there's a lot in one verse. So you're going to hear some scriptures repeat, overlap each other, because again, Yahweh wants to make sure that we understand that. So he's kind of repeat those same kind of things, the same message over and over again, to make sure that the children of Israel's minds are cleansed. And I'm going here because of the word one. Yahweh always going to attach, when it comes to numbers, when it comes to himself, it's always going to have one. He's going to keep pushing that, promoting it, marketing to the Israelites to make sure that you don't go back into idolatry. The more than one thing, he's not going to tolerate that. So he's going to keep promoting the number one to Israel. Yeshayahu, Isaiah 43, verse 1. Hallelujah. It says, and now thus said Yahuwah, your creator, O Yaakov, the one who fastened you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. I went there because, again, it answers the question of one. The one. There is no us. There is no many there. It's one who fastened you. One. You understand? One. Let's go to the same chapter, Yeshayahu, Isaiah 43, verse 14. We're going to see one again. Yeshayahu, Isaiah 43, verse 14. I'm going right to the answer to answer the question. Is Yahuwah Holy One or many? Yeshayahu, Isaiah to the 43, verse 14, Aliyah says, thus said Jehovah your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, because you have sent him to Babylonia, and I took down all their bolted gates, and the Chaldeans fled in boats amid their shouting. I went there again to answer the question about who is Jehovah, is he the Holy One or the Holy Many? And the answer is, he's the Holy One of Israel. So you keep seeing this word, one. It's important. Because that thought, again, is a cleansing thought to the mind to get rid of all idol worship from the mind of Israelites. Because Jehovah is not tolerating idolatry from Israel. That's the purpose of the Shabbat, the eternal sign between just him and us. Nobody's in between there. So he's constantly, again, you're going to see, thus said Jehovah, your Redeemer, the Holy One. He recites that Holy One to always promote one in the mind of his children, his servants. You are Israelite, then you know that I'm one. If you say I'm more than one, you're not Israelite. It's something else. But you're not an Israelite. You're not my servant, because my servants know I'm one. Because I say I'm your Holy One of Israel. So that one is important. Let's continue. Tell you, time goes by so fast. Time goes by quick. Let's go to Yeshayahu, Isaiah to the 47, verse 4. 47, verse 4. Here we go again with the Holy One. I told you we're going to run into the same scriptures, but it's okay. Because these are witnesses to the same thought. And that's what we go into the scriptures for, to answer the question. Truth doesn't change. Truth is consistent. So that's okay. Yeshayahu, Isaiah to the 47, verse 4. The answer is in this verse 2. We went here for the name of Yehovah, but also it's going to help us to answer whether he's many or one. Yeshayahu, Isaiah to the 47, verse 4. Hallelujah. It says, our Redeemer, who name is Jehovah, Master of Legions, the Holy One of Israel. No signs of us or many there. And even again, the word master comes before the word legions. Because he's not the legions. He is the master of the legions. So it's still that singular. One master, one sensei, one head on your shoulders, one head over all human bodies, one head. Yahweh says he is the Holy One of Israel. So put that down. Let's continue. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17. Aliyah. It says, thus said Yahweh your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am Yahweh your power, who instructs you for your benefit, who guides you in the way you should follow. Look at that. Let me read that one again. Let me read that one again, because that's Yahweh speaking to us. He's speaking to Israelites. Listen to what our master tells us. He says, thus said Yahweh. This is Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17. Listen to the words. And I'm going to read it slow. It says, hallelujah. It says, thus said Yehovah, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am Yehovah, your power, who instructs you for your benefit, who guides you in the way you should follow. Beautiful. So not only did we get that he's the Holy One, but But we also found out that he is the one instructs us for our benefit. So if we lose our benefits because we don't want them, because he's giving us instructions, whether we follow it or not is up to us. But we cannot say he didn't give us instructions. We cannot say he didn't give us the truth. We cannot say he didn't give us answers to questions. He just told us that I am Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. I am Yahweh, your power, who instructs you for your benefit, who guides you in the way you should follow. It didn't say Yah and Yeshua guide you in the way you should follow, or the HaMashiach, or the Anointed One, or me and the Anointed One. You should be listening to guide you in the way you should go. It says Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. Your power, who instructs you for your benefit, who guides you in the way you should follow. Yes, Yahweh. This is for your babies. This is for the lambs. This is you. You're the one that gives them instruction, Most High. You are the shepherd over your people, and you are one. And as Israelites, this is that cornerstone thought that you are one, which kills the all idolatrous thought out of all servants' minds. Beautiful. Kills idolatry right at the core, because he keeps promoting the Holy One, and he does that for a reason, to clean idolatry from the mind of his servants, to keep that number in the mind, one, so he won't go astray. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 49 verse 7. We're going to close out with this last one and then close out for the night. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 49 verse 7. Let's go there. Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 49 verse 7. Hallelujah. It says, thus said Yahweh, the Redeemer of Israel and their Holy One, to the despised soul, to the one loathed by nations, to the servant of rulers, kings will see you and arise. Officers will prostrate themselves because of Yahweh, who is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. Again, double. One verse saying the same thing again. Their Holy One, the Holy One of Israel, Yahweh. Yahweh is the Holy One of Israel. So again, he continues to promote and market to all those that want to serve him. That if you want to serve me, you must know in your mind that I'm one. That is very important for Israelite, our lifestyle. It's important for us to spread that truth. Because there's so many people in the world that don't serve Yahweh. And there's so many people in the world that have all kinds of idolatry in their life. When the human body teaches man that there's only one head, because all human bodies are born with one head, to teach man about there's only one head over you, because you only got one head, not two or three, one. And the head is where? Over the rest of the human body. All those parts. But the head is not under those parts. It is above all those parts. Look at the design. That's Yahweh's works again. That's the truth right before our eyes. The head is only one head on the human body. And the head is not under the body, but it's over the body. And I'll leave that for the night. Beautiful. The head is not under the body, but the head, one head, is over the body, not under. Tell everybody Yahweh once again. For a beautiful class, our first Bereshit class for the lambs. Last week, Yehovah, we had the introductory class. This week, we actually had the class. I pray that everyone receive the truth tonight. For those who are new, I pray that you were enlightened. Join us in the morning, the Shabbat Boker. We start about 9:30, 9:45, and we will continue to go into teachings about Torah and about even some of the things we've talked about tonight. Matoda Rabbi Yehoah, for your love, for your compassion, for your patience with us. That you could have wiped us all out if you wanted to. And no one can say you were wrong. Because we're in the blood covenant, and our fathers knew that. And they also knew when they got into this covenant, the consequences of it, that it would affect us as their children. So if you did anything to us, it was just. But you give every soul an opportunity to return to you. That we don't die for someone else's sins. We're going to go into all those things in this Bereshit class. Right now, we are tackling and dealing with who is Yehovah. We're going to be tackling that for a couple of Shabbat, a Rev Shabbats. So once again, I would like to say Lala Tov to everyone. Until we meet in the morning, Most High is willing, Yehovah allows us to wake up, because he won't have to allow us to wake up. Many people have passed through the night on this earth. Never to wake up to see another sunlight. Or to live in the land of the living. Overnight, many people have passed. So it's not a guarantee that we'll wake up in the morning. But we thank Yehovah, we look for you for guidance. We look for you for life, because you are our life. We ask that you allow us to have a beautiful rest. Allow our children to rest. Allow the household to be at peace with all your sons and daughters scattered throughout the four corners of the earth during your Shabbat. Because it's a day of complete rest. Rest of the material world, material thought, so the soul can get its nourishment, get its food. Throw it by Yehovah once again for being mindful that we are dust. That the mind is fragile, as you tell us, is deceitful. It changes like the wind. But we thank you, Yehovah, again for allowing us to grow. And not cutting us down and not cutting us off. But keeping your promise and fulfilling your oath that you made with our forefathers. We thank you for that. And may you allow us to wake up in the morning to go into another Shabbat service. And continue going into the word all day. Because our soul loves it. It's our food, our nourishment, and we love it. So, Most Highest, we thank you once again for allowing us to come into your meeting, the Shabbat Yom. All servants, stay blessed, stay at peace, and into the morning, we will meet again, Most Highest willing. Torah Rabbah Yehovah, for life. That's our power. He's in the earth. We thank him. Yes, Yehovah. We're listening. We thank you. Greater the heaven and the earth to see. And all that is in it. Thank you for being attentive and watching as we grow. And on that note, Selah Tov to everyone. Shabbat Shalom. Shalom Lekem.